A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kabwama, for indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is what we're talking about. When we say that tomorrow about this time. Now, those words we are said of the Holy Ghost. Eh? We are said of the Spirit of God. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Most of you want me to talk about the place. You must come to a place whereby everything that happens here, you agree. You understand? These are the workings of the Spirit of God. Most of us are used to quote the Bible, or play religion, or take God casually. You understand? Take God casually. And then, no wonder we have casual results. Casual results. Casual. Casual. If you knew the degree at which he is, you'd strive all the time. And this is really not, you read your Bible, pray every day. No. Because you can actually read, but actually you don't understand anything. You understand? Eh? You can read it like a religious guy. Eh? Or as we are going to attend cell. Hmm? We're going to attend e-group. You understand? Eh? I've attended all those things. Eh? So don't think that you are that I'm talking things out of context. Eh? I know exactly what each individual here should be doing to get caught up into the realms of God. Hallelujah. Colossians 3. But also there are indicators. Call them indications that might happen just to show you that, but am I ready for this? You understand? Eh? Even your greatest salary, 50K, 100K, Kenya shillings, there's nothing that can be compared to the glory of God that is prepared for you. I'm telling you the truth. Eh? You can't. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing. So never settle for 200K salary. And most of you still think that this much. Eh? You see? Eh? Okay, 500K. For starters. Eh? You know, we have been accused of being mammon kind of people, eh? Mammon, eh? You will know that the rich rule over the poor. But now these riches, they are constructed by the Spirit. I'm telling you the truth. Because why are they called riches? You know, those eternal riches. Eternal. They never end. You see, most of you have been, you know, bail me out. Eh? But now you are about to bail them out. Eh? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you know how you've been actually having a beggarly mentality? Yeah? Even a 200 bob, you know, bail me out and all that. But now, what the Spirit of God is saying is that now is the time, eh? When the Lord brings you into such a place, question is the most profound prophetic question. What do you see? What do you see? Are you going to still remain complacent? Remain casual at your prayer? Let's say your prayer time. And most of you actually don't know even how to take advantage of such. Prayer time. You know how you can have family prayer time. And it's a good father. Amen. You see, eh? I think it's high time you went away from that. Eh? Okay, let's say you've actually set time to pray in the Holy Ghost. You have actually set time to pray. Don't take that time so casually. Most of you, you remember the construction your day, constructing your day, command your morning and all that. You understand it? It is done religiously. You wake up and, God, so as I go around, so do you know you can actually still come to a place where you can see how your day shall flow? You are in the prophetic place. You are. So to say, I'm telling you the truth. You cannot allow dictates of that particular day to swing you up and about. I'm saying you are a prophetic people. If you came here, you know that fellowship? Let's go and pray. Don't take God casually. Colossians 3. Let me show you something. Start with 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 4. Therefore, since we have... No, go to 18. While we do not look at things which are seen. Things which are seen, eh? Those things will mess you up. I'm talking about the physical, you know, physical stuff. You understand? One day you'll wake up and you realize that actually everything about you is actually spiritual. Even the money that you're looking for. Eh? Most of you don't know that actually money should be looking for you. Eh? Because you see, we've been deceived for the longest. You see, we have to look for money. And you see, you carry that mentality. Yeah? No wonder then, it rhymes with how Adam fell. Remember? When he fell, the world he had dominion over fell along. Do you guys get it? Eh? It fell along. Yet we see him having dominion in the first place. The first spiritual gospel, so to say. Because there are lots of gospels which are not spiritual nowadays. Eh? So, you know, he said, have dominion. He said it. Now, the day you descended, you fell. This thing we've told you many, many times, eh? There have been things created around that. Eh? It was your descendancy, which we call now the fall. You descended, boop, and then the devil took advantage of that. Eh? Then he started now constructing a life for you. A life full of fallenness. No wonder, day in, day out, I tell you that most of us still live by the remnants of the fallenness. You see it? Eh? That's why actually you are embracing lack. As, yeah, everyone lacks. At some point, everyone like, you see it? Eh? Yet actually you confessed certain things. He said, that whoever believes, what happens? Shall not lack. You want me to say shall not perish? Eh? Because actually your pockets can be perishing. Your body, your health can actually be, you know, deteriorating and perishing. He says, whoever believes will not perish, cannot perish, but have. Everything around you becomes eternal. I pray you take these things by the way the Spirit of God is really bringing them unto us. You see, he says, why we do not look at the things which, can you imagine, even your clothes, you can turn it to be, do you know you can manipulate anything and everything in the Spirit? Because the Spirit has no end. No wonder he says that if you want to seek him and understand him, seek him in the Spirit. There your life becomes eternal. Even while you are here on earth. Do you know anything about you? Even the hair. Let me give you an example. You see that dress you are putting on? Yeah? You can actually, you can enter somewhere. Yeah? By that meditative envisioning power. And you actually manipulate things around that office and say, whoever looks at me will actually see glory. But you see, you don't just enter there. Eh? It's an intentional thing. I'm telling you the truth. Life is spiritual. If you've never understood it, you know this thing that we say, that tomorrow about this time, where are you now? Okay. I know some of you don't understand such a language. Eh? By the way, it's spiritual. Eh? I mean, it's scriptural. Eh? It was Elisha telling some guys. Eh? Yeah? Which guy actually looked at, give it to us. Eh? I think it's one of the kings. Eh? I'll show it to you. And then some guy, instead of saying, amen. Man, amen. Amen. All Amina. Eh? If that's the Greek language you understand, eh? Please hurry up. Eh? You see, he says, tomorrow your pockets will be, you know, anything. You know, now some of you say, no money. Now he's talking about money. Spirit of mammon. No, you need money to facilitate a lot of things. Eh? And actually, I'm seeing a lot of you. Eh? Okay. I'm seeing a lot of you who are in need of that thing. So, hey, yeah, prophet, yeah. Okay, let's read it. He says, then Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Imagine that. Hear the word of the Lord. I wish some of you can pray as I pray. Okay, like I pray. You'll be able to understand some of these things. It says, tomorrow about this time, a seer of fine flour. Can you imagine what this government, you know, these government guys are, wrong guys. remember I told you the city was going, rising or what? Fluctuating. Did it happen? You know, some of you are sleeping, you don't follow it. Eh? And then we say such things here by the Spirit. And then it comes and then it hammers you as if actually you are not here. Eh? The reason as to why we prophesy, to prepare you ahead. So that when that time comes, you know what to do. Imagine this guy. At least, you know, the man of God was preparing him to eat more. Eh? But he said, no. Look at his attitude. Eh? That says the, you know, that says the Lord, eh? Tomorrow about this time, you can as well say next month. Eh? Eh? Please don't exceed the year, eh? Because then you'll be futuristic. You deal with God as though he's a futuristic God. Eh? You see? Eh? But now as we speak, today and now, you start now looking there. You start building that muscle. You understand? Pole, pole. You reach there. Utafika. No, that's Greek, eh? So it's not a big deal. Eh? So, hear the word of the Lord. I'm saying that's Greek. It's not a big deal. Eh? Okay. Even the other Greek. Eh? You know, some of you, oh, let me leave you. Eh? How come he's not interpreting Greek words? Is it spiritual? Is it what? Logos, what? So even the Logos, you actually read it and you fail to actually understand it. You see? Okay, the Holy Ghost has helped you to write them down. And they are here. But you read this, watch this. I've always given you that example. We can be looking. I think I gave that example, you know, to someone. Eh? Yeah? Put an orange there. I can put an orange here, an orange. And then I ask all of you, what do you see? Huh? You see, some of you will see food, eh? First hand. I want to eat it. Eh? While others will see a whole lemonade juice. Others will actually say, now I want to supply. Eric, I'm talking to you, eh? Okay, if you didn't know, eh? Say, so now he's smiling. What can I do now? You start that business, you'll tell me where you'll be. So, while others are like, I'm going to be the supplier of this entire street and also make classic things, eh? <You see? laughs> Eh? If it's a restaurant, start something good. So, you know, so that we can come there. I'm telling you, there are places we will not come. Let me sound like Jesus. No, now what do you mean? Jesus also went to the what? I'm telling you, remember he's glorified. And that's why he came, so that actually you can collectively be glorified. You remember he says, as he is. Where? In this world, he says, as he is, he's a glorified one, glorified, anointed one, seated in the heavenly places. Will you remain complacent and say, not for me, it's Githurai? Let me not look there. Okay, it's okay. You'll get out of that place. So, then Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a seer of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel and two seers of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. Gate of Samaria is talking about markets. And trades and all that. Eh? The economy. Imagine by one word that entire country changed. And you know when it changed, it also changed the course of things in the neighboring countries. That's what we're talking about. Eh? You see, eh? So he says, so an officer. Please don't be like this guy. Whose hand the king leaned answered. Yeah? As you mentioned, it's a red name. Okay. There's a guy called what? Hassan. Eh? So, answered the man of God and said, look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, eh? Could this thing be? No, okay, man of God, I know you prophesy things that they come to pass, but this one here, go slow on me, eh? You have to understand my what? By the time we said all those things, we have considered everything about you. So when you say that tomorrow about this time, it's as simple as that. Please understand such things. You see, eh? man of God, you have to understand here. Eh? Are you seeing the economy? Eh? Can you imagine when you say that tomorrow things will be good for me? Wunga was what? Wunga was increased. Why are you so bothered about the contradiction? And most of you don't know how to actually counter that contradiction. Eh? Can you really have the guts to remain strong on the word which was said? And also who said it? I was telling someone recently, when it comes to doctors, the prescription, even doctor said 4 times 10. You don't want to miss. Is there 4 times 10? So you know these things, eh? But you wait when they said 4 times 10, eh? I told you that story. Eh? Some people, I told the story. You know, growing up in Ushago, eh? Man, I didn't like to take those things. Eh? So I would get what? So would freak our shosho. Eh? So would actually be near the what? There was a long chair and a wall. Eh? So he took advantage of her sight. Eh? So. So get the car, whatever. So your water here. So make sure that you have the two. Eh? So you actually throw it and pass here. And then immediately, shoo. One day she was cleaning the house. Now you know where the story ended. Each one of us got it. So, a lineup of those things. Red, blue, what? Yeah? Yeah? Are there black ones? Okay. Look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this be? He need to use corona. So you know corona, you. Are you living? Which world are you living? Because you see, they want to bring you into their understanding of things. But the day it will dawn on you that your economy the date will dawn on you. You realize that. Eh? But of course, when these things are being constructed, most of you want to be mathematical about them. And actually, you want things to make sense. Eh? No wonder now, some of you are being driven into some doctrines. Because you want actually things to make sense. That's the biggest problem. In the bid for the Lord to bring you up and out. You still know. So we wait. You know those people? No, I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord. Okay. You are waiting on the Lord. Okay. No wonder the Lord told a certain guy, come out of the cave. Eh? That's Elijah. You know, some of you don't capture those things. He says, come out of that cave. Eh? And then he saw him. Eh? And then he tried to tease him around. The guy can't connect. Because he was so full of fear from a text message from Jezebel. Today. Today. If I don't die, you'll die. If you don't die, you see, eh? And that woman was at it. Eh? Most of you actually have faced such. Eh? You faced them in what? Rent. Eh? If you don't get out, aki, you had. Eh? No, things are changing. Eh? At least that one you have to know. Eh? So he says, yeah, so an offer. No, an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, how, can you even joke with God like this? Eh? This is mockery. Hmm? Just like some people thought you wouldn't be here. Eh? I think they swear. No matter when someone I say, ah, if I see that you are seeing what I'm not seeing, yeah, no. If I'm seeing what you are not seeing, yeah, make sense? I leave you. Because it can be like a blind guy, eh? Like physically blind, eh? Whom you are telling the wonders of nature. And they can't connect. You're telling them, can you see the beautiful flowers? They can't see. You guys get this. Eh? Actually, many times we've come here and, recently the Lord told me, I want you to enter a certain phase eh, of planting. Eh? You understand? Eh? Yeah? Now that, by the way, it's up to you. Eh? See? Eric, don't be like this officer guy here. Eh? I know him. Eh? So he's my good friend. So he says, and he said, in fact, you see here? The things that he's trying to, can you imagine this, the word of God? Eh? And he's trying to actually justify according to the economy. Justify things around. Justify his sickness. See, do you know how long I've been here? so you mean you just come and just press hands and then go? And then say I'm healed? You remember that actually they had a problem with Jesus with that. Eh? It's still happening today. Though we see now we are prophesying it and it's okay. And then for us, we just stand somewhere and say, oh, okay. Okay. In fact, you shall see it, see, with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Now there are things that become thick. Eh? I'm not sure whether this guy knew this prophet. Eh? Yeah? Beyond fellowship. Eh? Okay, when we come here, we're trying to change the course of things. Eh? Yeah? Leave that. You go back to the other thing. Eh? Okay, no. You go down where this thing really ends. Eh? You go down. As if the very end of it. If you are really in the spirit with me, eh? So he said, so it happened, just as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, two seers of Bali for a shekel. You wake up and then the rent is 40K. Yeah? And then the guy tells you, no, just give me 20. You are cheating. You are cheating your friends. You are cheating. You see eh, how you miss it. Eh? Okay, for you stay there and say, I'm going to work hard to bring you your money, what, those things. Eh? If you have pleaded to be excused for your loan and your debt, then what about this? Why don't you just believe me? Eh? Okay. And he says, the man of God has spoken eh, to the king. He was actually addressing the king, and then this guy tapped into it, and then he missed it. Instead of saying amen, two seers of barley for a shekel, and a seer of fine flour for a shekel shall be sold tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. Nine verse. Okay, quick, Matt. What else? Yeah? I'm trying to be relevant, eh? So that you can understand it. You see? Eh? You've checked the price. You see? Then that officer had answered. The man of God and said, "Now look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, eh? Could such a thing be? Can I really be healed instantly?" In fact, you shall see it with your own eyes. Yeah? Okay, with your eyes, eh? Because some of you say, no, own is not there. Why is he adding it there? But you shall not eat of it. Go down. And so it happened to him, for the people trampled him in the gate. And he died. Go down. Then Elisha spoke to them. No, the rest is whatever. Because people were happy. You read, you know that entire story. You will actually, as you read, you start to see yourself there. Eh? You see it? Colossians, go back to Colossians. Eh? No, it was 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. While we do not look at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Now you see, the idea here, the cutting edge, is you fixing your eyes. Give me that version where it says, fix your eyes to the unseen. The unseen world. Yesterday I was telling someone, who were actually watching TV, and I said some whatever. And then I said to see them what, all around. I'll not say what I saw. So we do not look at troubles. No, where it says we fix our eyes. It's this one. So we do not look at troubles we can see now. Remember last time? The Egyptians were seeing. If you see them in the spirit. Actually, that's why at some point, today you are crying over this problem or issue, and then the following day it's not there. Now why don't you get used to that thing of it's not there? Even if actually it came like a flood. I'm telling you, the day you get used to that life, actually you stop crying. Eh? So they chucked me. Hey. So hey. See, prophet, see. I know the lady who showed the mirror. Yeah. Okay. Even boys, eh? So I'm like, now what are you showing me? Me, I'm seeing you different in the spirit. You see? You are talking of chucking, I'm seeing you married. So now what's the problem here? Now you see that's where the difference is. And it's always now. Eh? We can see now. Eh? Prophet, see. Say, hey. Then what do you want me to do? To join you in crying, eh? Or to go back on our knees. Ah, yeah. Forgive the man. Then I'm talking these things that some of you are going to be culprits. Eh? To be specific, in about 13 days, one of you will cry foul. But I've warned you. See yourself married. Okay, what about those who are married? Maybe we shall come back. Is it? 13 days, is it? going to hold your Peter. I hope you don't text me. Is this prophet's number? Is this prophet's number? Prophet, it has happened. It has happened. So what's the good news? No! For me, I'll remind you, you are married. You see? So, it says, we fix our gaze. See, now we gaze, you gaze. You look there. You fix your eyes there. You understand? And do not actually let your eyes down. Gaze. Because the moment you actually put your guts down, you'll be attacked. Anything negative will actually, attack you and disorganize you and all that. Let me tell you, the best trick the devil has always used is fear through negativity. Once negativity gets to you like this, mingles you up and baffles you and what, there the enemy has managed to control you. He has really managed. He has pulled it off. A time comes like this, when you hear such words and you see a contradiction and say, this one. See, you what? No wonder the rules can be Satan. You understand? And he uses the cares. Remember Jesus said, so for you have the cares of the what? Of men, which is really of the world. And this is Peter that had actually been given a certain mantle to lead the rest. Moments. Pop! You see? So he says, so we do not look at troubles we can see now. Rather. Now this way, where your life starts to change. Yeah? The rather. Eh? You see? We fix our gaze on the things that cannot be seen. Now, the things that cannot be seen, it's not that they cannot be seen, but actually you can see them. You see, no wonder, most of you, that we've actually tricked here and there to draw your attention and to the Lord that really knows you. Actually, that's the instance of also the prophetic. To draw your attention to the Lord that really knows you by, let's say, date of birth, what you did, whatever, and all those things. You see, it's not written all over you. Yeah? That I'm born in September. Can't you see it? No. I'll fix my eyes now to the things. This is the trick I use. The spiritual trick. I'll start to look at people, and then let's say an individual. Normally, those who are, whose hearts are laid, they're like babes. You know, babes? Eh? Not Kathy, eh? You know, I'm a babe. Eh? Okay, not girls, eh? Kathy is just an example. Kathy knows where I stay, so don't worry. So, what I really use is that now I'll start to go through those things that could be disturbing you. Or those areas where the Lord would rather want you to be. The areas of joy, the areas of great, great, great happiness. We're looking about there at the beach, yeah, man, yeah. Of course, not this thing. I've said it. Chill, what? Things that can also build your body and not cause it to deteriorate. Okay. I said things when I'm laughing. God paid it all. Is it? Also, you have to use some wisdom here. The wisdom of the Lord. And some of those things that are a big temptation. I was telling someone, a temptation is something that you can easily do. It's not that you can't see it. No, you can see it there. That's why the devil drags you there very, very easily. Because you can. Remember Jesus? That turned this water into soda. Okay. You want me to say why? Do you know when he say that actually? Is the you can easily do it. Okay, let us leave those things. Because you don't want to focus on the things unseen. So we do not look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze, which actually is the eyes. Yeah? The day you also realize that there is another set of eyes about you that you can use to see through all these things. When now you're constructing that you know, when you're constructing your day, I'm telling you, especially when you wake up and you feel a discomfort around you, you don't know what's happening. No one is beating you, but for some reason you feel sad. That's a spiritual taking place, especially the dark spiritual world, especially around here. I'm telling you, this is what you do. You start by praying in other tongues, focusing on how you can erase that feeling. I am telling you the truth. This thing has hammered a lot of people. No wonder now you face these things in the practical kind of sense. No wonder I had a bad feeling. But now, the Spirit of God went ahead of you to make you aware of what's really happening in your day or in your mouth, whatever, anything. And then, a lot of people actually don't even focus there. Maybe you'd also come here for this fellowship to add on to that knowledge. Now not just the knowledge of, you know what, knowledge is really, you've heard people say knowledge is power. Because when I know, I'm in authority. Some of you have not got that. When you know things, no wonder knowing a guy that is going to chuck you. Okay, imagine. Okay. Let me leave the girls alone. Now I'm not also telling you to be negatively suspicious. What's that? You know, some of you have actually, you have actually confused those two, the discerning spirit of God, but also suspicions. You know those guys actually, you reach them and they are always suspicious. Why are you looking at me? Why is that? By the way, how come you are here? And most of it actually, they carry a spirit of negativity. You get it? The Spirit of also has told me they are rumor mongers most of the times. They feel nice talking about others. Please stop those habits. They're taking you nowhere. Now you have not come here for me to, man of God, deliver me what? No, as you as you are hearing these words of the Spirit, you're catching them. Excuse? Yeah, I carry the spirit of rumor mongering. Okay. And when it's a man, it's hard. To a man, now we look at you. Now where do we start from? You see? Have you heard? What have I heard? Why are you taking me there? Eh? So we do not. Okay, I'm still telling you about that trick. Eh? So I will look at you, and first of all, I would admire the who you are in the spirit. It comes from that place. It's called the grace of God. You know, some people are not gracious. Eh? So I let him die. There's no word. No. You see? You are those things. No. But even as I speak them now, I feel a lot of people here. I'm sensing that a lot. You know, so the prophetic has a great sense of those things. No, let them also feel it. Let them also feel it. No. Remember those days, when they would catch a thief, at least they would say, no, it's a son of so-and-so. Today, they lynch and what? But actually, you is lynching and stoning. You carry hatred. You actually carrying the spirit of rumor mongering. It's still the same. Because that rumor mongering is also killing. Do you guys get that? Please stop those things. There are certain things, there are certain places you enter yourself there and say, how did I even enter here? Because you think you have a long mouth. Maybe let me leave that story. And also, let me say it like my father. To some of you, it feels so, okay, to them, not you here. It feels so nice talking about a man of God. And they are scrolling through their pages. This one does not align with the scriptures. He says, turn water into wine. Why did he say soda? <You see? laughs> Now what's the difference? Okay, we're still talking about liquids. You see? So then I would admire you, and then admire you more, and then admire you more, and then admire you. No, not this selfish admiration. I wish. No, those things. I will actually now place you into those positions, those places where the Lord would actually want you. The true image that you carry in the spirit. Now, that's what I normally come with. You see it? Yeah? you carry that intercessory kind of thing on you. You lady inspects. You see it? It's very, very big. And who knows her? Is it true? Because you see, I'm standing here and everybody say, yeah, Lord, what? Lord, do something. No, stop begging the Lord. Now that's the spirit of God. The things unseen. If I called one of you here, say, aha, now, what about that one? Pastor Paul, I will call you someday. You'll be there playing guitar. Eh? Prophetic pastor. by the way, I wish all of you could see things in the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. So he says, no. Let me continue with the other thing. Because it's very, very important that you get to actually realign yourself by the Spirit and in the Spirit. You see, you well know that actually the physical, the sin world, that world carries unforgiveness. Something small offends children of God. Boom! Can you imagine how could she? You know, and you know it's always how could she? Okay, most of the times, not always. How could she? As can you imagine what? No. Again, don't take offense so easily. Some things actually are wake-up calls. Because you don't know. For you think that you're a prophet. Someone's against me. Someone's against me. Even, can you imagine even my Shosho? By the time Shosho is against you, man, things are bad. Shosho, a granny. You know how precious they are, how gracious they are. You see, You see, One of you has a child with a Shosho. Please take food there. Okay, I've said it. You are here, what a joy. You know what I'm talking about, around here. So then I will start to see now the beauty and the wonder, how a sign you are unto the world. Because you remember, it's the Lord that made you a sign and a wonder. You understand? So you cannot be a sign unto the Lord. No, he wants you to be a sign and a wonder to the world. Then from there, I begin to see the future. Lord, in there, I'm really interceding for you. I'm praying in other tongues, but I'm actually looking at you like this. I've done that so many, many times. Sometimes I sit in a restaurant and I'm beginning to pray while looking at that particular person. Then all of a sudden, some signs that I see with that person, whatever I'm thinking in the moment, now they start to act. You see? Now you see, then they remove the phone, now they are whatever. All those things I've already seen or I'm seeing in the moment. In time, in real time. You understand? There, but again, what hinders that is that, let's say I've met you and we are sharing. You know, I'm sharing the life of God. Then what hinders me most of the times that actually you can't even see anything about this person. This person comes with already a negative spirit, a judging spirit. I've told you many, many times where I've actually met these guys. They expect me to be having gray hair. So now, I think you've seen it all. So whatever you say, you're saying speaking wisdom. You see, Others expect me to be wearing a robe. Others expect me to be carrying a Bible. And then after I put it there, bam, let us first pray. He said, Godfather. Okay. I can see things anytime. Depending on how I've triggered myself in the spirit. You can as well. This is not just for me. You can as well. Depending on your setting of the heart. I'm telling you the truth. These things the church doesn't know. If now a person actually comes out, even in the wild way, now we try to suffocate those people. Don't what? No, read the pastor, read the word. Don't read the Bible. And then all of a sudden those people actually are persecuted. They are even sucked out of the church. They think they are stubborn and all what? You see, I found a lot of them. And they are groaning because of certain places of worship. You see, please don't be a monk. These things are here to shape us. You see, that's why there is a prophetic. The Lord saw it suiting. Suiting. S-U-I-T. to have prophets, to have apostles, to have teachers, so that if you need some explanation, and we have them here as well, eh? Teachers of the word. Eh? Monica, teacher of the word. That girl there. We have a lot of them. Mama boys, it's growing. Eh? So that maybe if you didn't understand the physical explanations of things, then ask them. So what did the prophet mean by turning water into soda? They will actually explain it to you. But if you need the partying, what? You know, now pastors, eh, they say, yes, now. Now you know how I'm talking about it. Yeah, it happened to me. Yeah. Also, yeah, it happened to me recently. Yeah. I understand. Now that's the language of pastors. Now a prophet comes and plows. At some point, we don't want to hear the. I understand. I feel it. No. Is it? Who else? An evangelist. They always on a move, what? You know? And all that is, we know, is found in that thing called the anointing, the Christ. Because he was actually, remember, he was all that. Eh? And actually, we have Christ here. Do you now get the language? Eh? Let me repeat. Christ, the anointing. Yeah? He was all that. You could hear people say rabbi to mean a teacher, nabi to mean prophet. You understand? An apostle, he planted this himself. You understand? And then overseeing some of all those things. Remember, he used to go, now scripture would say he went back. Apostle Paul did that a lot. Peter's and whatever, and whoever. You see it? Who else is that? An evangelist who moved from one place to another. He was all that. He was all that. So that's why it was suiting for him now to say, now, have me. You know, this one will shape you like this one. We are fully loaded. Imagine such a thing. Eh? You see? Eh? Okay, I'll come back to that guy. We do not look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our eyes, which is still gaze, on things that cannot be seen. The unseen world controls all these things. I want you to become so sensitive with it. You will see. I want to see in the spirit, you will see. I'm telling you the truth, you will see. See, okay. And also, you know, I met a certain guy in Juba. So it was some guy who was putting on robes and a big cross. Because apparently there's a prophet there in that church. Eh? It was actually Watoto Church, so I don't know who tipped them. Eh? So the guy who had, so I'm there, so, are you the prophet? Said, yes. You know, some of you even feel what? So, yeah, okay, no, so what? But I try to prophesy what? No, you're a prophet. A prophet prophesies. Eh? Just like a cook cooks food. It's as simple as that at some point. Not complicate things. Eh? But there's some of you, when you move in your in your true anointings, eh? Let's say it's singing, and actually you cater for it and you get to know all the dynamics around that, the true blessing starts to unfold. I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth. It can be technical stuff. Like that guy putting on specs, what? Technical stuff. He has a very technical mind. You deal with a lot of politicians there. So. See, now I'm focusing on things unseen. Eh? So how did you? You see, eh? So this guy, so they bring to me that young boy. Eh? It was a young boy. So then I tricked him because I knew there is a place where you can be tapping into dark spirits, but also the light of God. Hmm? You know, the angelic and all that, eh? The heavenly beings and all that. Eh? So, not actually everything that you see in the spirit is whatever, is godly. Eh? I'm telling you, yesterday it hit me. Then I told this person, eh? Man, I'm tapping into something here. Eh? I can't. Then later on, as I gaze too much into the TV, and I'm focusing there, not really on the TV, but actually I'm focusing on this that is around me. I saw it and I see the rebuke you, eh? You see, eh? So then I asked this cowboy, so yes, they've actually brought you. And this guy with the big word was what was the big cross was around here. And then the other lady was just not saying anything, but she just looked at me like this. So I asked him, the things you see, when you see them, what's the feeling? And the cowboy said, I feel bad. Then I knew. Because you see where the Spirit of God is, there's freedom, there's liberty. You get now the understanding. Yeah? Then I knew that this cowboy was really tapping into something very, very, very dangerous. Eh? And then these robed guys with crosses like this, they couldn't tell. They couldn't see. But thank God at least they came. Eh? Hmm? Well, I told him to walk with me and all that. He came to that church where I was ministering 2 times, 3 times, and pew. But I could see the other lady. Let me not go there. So when we don't look at the troubles we can see. It says that, but the things we cannot see will last forever. That which you catch by the Spirit lasts. There is forgiveness. I'm telling you the truth. You stop actually being judgmental all the time. You let me tell you, eh? Once you reach there, there's no time even. You're like, I wish you could go on and on. There are times I go to some places to pray, eh? And I don't want to go. I want to stay there. But then I remember there's a wife somewhere. Then I'm cut off. Eh? It's not bad. It's the Lord reminding me, hey, man. Some of you love those things. You see, eh? There are times I'm caught up too much. Eh? And then they lose it, but you are hungry. But also there's a time when you get so caught up there, hmm, with the Lord, eh? And then you're like, God, aren't you feeling hungry? Imagine you're telling God, eh? Because he becomes you and he's, you know, you are him and he's you. Eh? It is that oneness. And the enemy will do anything so that you do not get to that level. But of course you know that the most dangerous one is actually at some point you check out. It's not really dangerous, but you know it can get to that place. Eh? It happened to me in 2016 there. Also 2018 somewhere. Somewhere down. I think we are staying in the same estate. So I used entire day. I'm saying the entire day. So you don't have anything to do, eh? Let me be just a man of God. So you don't have that things to do, eh? You are there praying, eh? You know, being accused of those things, eh? Even you, eh? So you are, every day you are there. Yes, there you are. Hey! For you don't, you get tired. It's because they are seeking of the Lord. Is too much of their energy. It is things seen. You get now it. A point comes where the Lord can easily rely on you on so many things. Okay. Why don't they complain? Even when some of you would want leaves. To get away from certain routines, then why is it so hard for this now? You see, now that's hypocrisy. Yeah? Some of you have missed it. You work, sign reports, what? And then you say, but I'm tired. Eh? That's why you retire at 5 there. Eh? That is, it is sin. It is whatever. Now when it comes now to seeking the Lord, the day you'll actually understand that he's more ambitious of you than you are to him, eh? You'll actually seek him with an understanding. Eh? The day you'll get to know that, they will last forever. Moses was caught up there. Remember? 40 days and 40 nights, he's not eating. He's just there. And then he comes back. Now he's trying to mingle with people. Eh? You see? Eh? By the way, the Spirit of God is that factor, which we call now the glory again. It is the glory. It is the grace. I'm telling you, once now you start capturing those things, and with ease, eh? With ease, go there with ease. At some point you go there, you know, as Lord, by the way, I did it. But I don't like the way I feel. Eh? Then there, you actually will come in him. Eh? And you'll sense him with his grace. You'll feel something going down deep inside of you, and it's so satisfying, so relaxing. Then you will know that actually he's not judging you. And he has never judged you. Even with that, yes. Okay. You see it? Eh? Moses comes, for instance, we cannot contain his pockets. I know some of you don't read these things to understand them. He says, and they covered, they veiled him. Meaning, concerning everything around him, concerning the glory of God, it was beyond and above the ordinary man. Give it to us. Eh? It's there. Eh? So when Aaron and the people, is it the one? Eh? So when Aaron and the people of Israel saw the radiance of Moses' face, they were afraid to come near him. Now we fear rich people. You get now the understanding. Eh? You see, eh? That guy, I think, is proud. And you see people writing about pride. Do you know what really pride is? Okay, let me stop there. So, they feared. We don't want to look at you. Eh? Meaning that he had exceeded the human standards. Imagine that. It was by the seeking. This, you could tell that this man was not seeking the Lord casually. And it's not the thing of God, even yesterday I was there, you didn't answer me. There was the word God. for me to hell. It's not that. There you are. You are giving up. You understand? But remember that, you know, even when you say, at some point, it's a ministry. You get offended and then you exit. You see? It's not that. You will understand that actually His mercies are new every morning. Only that some of us actually carry them and carry the, you know, we carry the anger. What? Yeah. Yeah. It crosses over. Yeah? And taken off. So, see, Moses' face, they were afraid to come near him. What caused this was the Spirit of God. Imagine you coming with life. Eh? I say, what's this? You see it? Take me back to the other thing. Now give me Colossians. Give me Colossians. Colossians 3. Uh-huh. Says, verse 2. Says, set your mind not on rumor mongering, on things above, not on things on the earth. By earth, he means physical stuff. You understand? But also, you must remember that that which you are seeing with your naked eyes, physical eyes, has a spiritual whatever element, you know, has a spiritual thing in those things that you are not seeing. That's why I told you that actually you can use that cloth that you're wearing and you can actually mean to be spiritual, really spiritual. You see? The Wagangas demonstrate these things. And people clap for them. On some TV, I was going to mention the TV. On some TV, there's even a program exhorting the Muganga. Niyakabari, this is what I'm so to talk. And then a guy, what? Bees are around him. Bees. You see? Now they call onlookers. Dead guys, they call them. So what happened? Dead walking guys. So what happened? They say, so you were there, stole a bicycle, and so stole a bicycle chicken. So that's chicken. And then bees around him. You see? What? The dark spiritual man demonstrates these things. That's why most of you actually fear them. What is even radiant about them? You know they are not, they're actually poor. Eh? Can't you see a contradiction there? Eh? Okay, that's something dark. You see it? It says, set your mind on things above. Now, those things above is your way of construction to the Spirit of God. To the things above. Remember? In whatever it says, because those things last forever. You see it? Eh? You see that? Eh? Now, as you know, the biggest hindrance or limitation has actually been, let's say, you know, let's use an example of, let's say, money. Eh? Money. You want to get it by the Spirit. Construct it by the Spirit. You see, eh? I've given you that example before. Let's say you want 200 bob. You understand? You start with the small ones. Eh? Yeah? Then you find out that you start to construct, and then you get a 50 bob. There, increase. Intensify the way you are looking at that. See, because that's a sign. Say, you see, eh? A time will come, and actually you just think about it, and then the 200 bob comes. Now it will not be so much of, you know, you want to enter there. No, because now the spirit life will have lasted in you forever and it has taken residence there in you. And then you'll actually see these things happening. These things are so simple, but they depend on the degree on how you want to take them. You see? So, money, you're constructing money and all that. Now, the hindrance in that construction of that spiritual abundant money around you. You understand? Eh? By the way, this abundance can be that for some reason you cannot spend a day. You cannot actually spend an entire day from, let's say, 7 to 5 before actually someone thinks of you and they send you money. There you know. Before I wasn't actually receiving this. Eh? Something is moving, something is... Now focus there more. Not in the thing of, hey, today you guys, how come you didn't send me money? No, not that thing. Eh? You get it? Eh? Then you also understand the spirit language. There, you've actually now started to enter into the realms of his love, the realms of his grace. I'm telling you, there you'll also understand that, hey, he can actually multiply the work of my hands. I'm telling you, there you'll understand that nothing you are touching, you see, can fail. Eh? Nothing. There you will understand. You see? So, you try. You know, at first, it seems as though you are trying. As though you are forcing yourself unto the Lord, who is already loving you. Because eh? there was, oh God, what? Yeah. So even I tried yesterday, what? Yeah. Then another thought comes in, which is now the physical. Why don't you borrow? Now you see, that's a major hindrance there. Do you guys get that? Eh? I pray you understand that. Now that becomes a huge hindrance and a huge limitation in as far as constructing money in the spirit is concerned. Oh, in as far as these spiritual things are concerned. By the way, do you know you can draw anything in the spirit? Do you understand that? Do you understand when I say, when I ask you that, you can draw anything in the spirit? Do you actually understand that you can draw? Eh? Dangerously. Eh? For someone to love you. Okay, to love you goodly, eh? In a good way. Eh? Saying dangerously too, you know? Until you say, I didn't know people love what? Because some of you, the nerves for love, man. Even when the good one comes, eh, you start to look at them with the bad eyes. I think you are like John. John also first bought chips. John also... And then you miss it. And I'm speaking sense here. And I'm being so relevant. Eh? Me, those men, to hell. You see it? So now that thought of trying to borrow becomes a major hindrance. Because you see, the sin world, so to say, you know, it can easily present it before you. Call Dama. Dama will bail you out. Eh? Then you see, you can actually get used to that. You know, bailing. You see? Eh? Then you neglect and you really get the true reward, constructing it in the spirit. I'm telling you the truth. And these things don't come by, God, see the month is ending. I've prayed and fasted the entire month. And then what? Now, when you begin like that, eh, when you start saying those things, that's not God. You are dealing with the wrong person. Eh? You see, eh? That's why actually some of you still have tendencies of Catholicism. Eh? Then you go to repent. Father, what? I'm saying some of you still have tendencies. Eh? And then you hear them say, maybe I did something wrong. You hear that, eh? No. I don't know how I can make you understand. Again, when you so much interact with the spirit, you will understand these things. Some of them actually, you You know, they don't have a knowledge, but they have a knowing. You will know. Maybe we end it. You know how you read something and then you have a knowledge of it? Yeah? When you begin to actually interact with this spirit, with the spirit realm, you will have a knowing. For some reason, you will know. But not that thing of I've read it and now I've understood it, now I know it. No. But actually, you come to a place and for some reason, you will sense these things, you will actually know. Okay. Now I'm getting out of the spirit. I'm trying to get back into there. Because now I'm seeing some of you. They've started killing people. Cook. Matatu. Now I'm starting to tap into those things. Now there I can't continue. You know I'm a spirit being. I'm a spirit. Do you know you are spirits as well? Those are not my words. They are there. I come from afar. The fire might be increased. When I start tapping into those things, I drop. I wish I could continue. Set your mind. The borrowing becomes now the major hindrance to this thing. And there's a way the devil brings it. Say, why are you suffering? I said, you are borrowed. I need those things. I also learned to posture myself in a way that now when I understood that you can draw all these things by the Spirit. Remember Jesus? Jesus got that bread and the fish and then he lifted them up like this. I want your full attention here. He lifted them like this. He's focusing on the things above. Actually, that's the translation of it. He didn't just say, dear Father, you know, guys, in Holy Communion, the bread and wine is here. And then you miss the point. And then he got them, and then he lifted them up. After fish mat, no. The demonstration, the true sense is that he was focusing, he was raising them into the multiplying realm. That's why he lifted them up. The day you will actually lift your heart, spirit, soul into there, you will actually see these things. I'm telling you. Actually, that's the demonstration of it. He acted it out by the baskets and all that. But now here we do it by the heart. Remember, your heart is the highway between you and the Spirit of God. The heart. You become so genuine with that place. And then you begin. This is what the Lord told me. That where we are headed and where we have come, the construction of the spiritual things has to intensify. You have to see where you have come and where you are, and then you realize that it's not by power. It's not by might, but by the Spirit. That's actually why I'm projecting you into that. You see that? And then you start seeing some signs here and there. And then from there, you're like, okay. Then you intensify. You intensify. Actually, also, you are actually prophetic. Praying in other tongues for long while focusing in the Spirit. I'm saying while focusing on the Spirit, not utterly what? Cares and this is what attacked me. Let me take it to the Lord in prayer. Let me take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. It doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. What we said, take it to the Lord in prayer, is by how you start to see things, to see that particular thing in the Spirit. For some reason, let's say it is a bad feeling, so you will focus on the good feeling because joy is from above. Again, some of you, I don't know how I can get you understand. Joy comes from above. That's why it says focus on the things above. So as you start to pray out of that bad feeling, you focus on that joy. even actually you practically do, you know, try to do it in the spirit. Eh? You are trying to replace that bad feeling. And then all of a sudden, boom, you are actually caught up in that. It's beyond the earthly happiness. I'm telling you. That's why focus on the things above. So that was actually the demonstration when he got those things. And then he raised them up. He raised them up. And then you saw what happened. Multiplication, because he knew. And you see, it was not by the hands. Eh? By, I wish I had baskets here. It wasn't, he wasn't struggling. Eh? But he lifted them up into the multiplying realm because he knew that, you know when he looked at them, eh? Remember even the fellows asking him, eh? How can you be able to multiply this? Do you know, these are 5,000 people. Now you see there, then he jumped out to what they don't understand, the unseen world. Then he lifted them up. Zoop. Once you start now to construct your life like that, I'm telling you, you cannot be hindered. Remember, he says that such a person is like wind. Such a person is like wind. You don't know where they are going, you don't know where they are coming from. And boom, you appear. You see it? Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down in good chairs. No, you say grass, in good chairs. You see, eh? Because you know, maybe practically, there was no way you could get what? 5,000 chairs. So the only thing that was suiting and was so good, the lawn. At least he didn't tell them to sit, what, in the soil. Or on the sharp stones. I'm saying sharp stones. And that can be a stone as well, where you're sitting. Is it comfortable? Is it comfortable? Yeah? Now I'm not for Arambe. Eh? Now you have to pay for it. Some of you are used to so much into these things. And some of you are ringleaders. You know, we shall go. We need how much? 50K. You leave them for me. Leave them to me. Leave them to me. I'll show them. The spirit world, as we end, the spirit realm. There was a day. Give me 2 Kings 2. We shall finish with that. 2 Kings 2. And it came to pass when the Lord was about to take up. Okay. Let me not say what I'm seeing. To take up Elijah into heaven, eh? By a whirlwind. That Elijah went with Elisha. Eh? That Prophet Ronnie went with. Whether you guys understand this language here, eh? From Gilgal, from Norwich Union. Eh? Now you are picking it again. By the open your minds to actually the spiritual wisdom. Eh? Then he says, "Then Elijah said to Elisha, 'Stay here, please.'" For the Lord has sent me unto Bethel. This was a trick. It was a trap. It was a trap. Do you guys see it? Eh? It was a trap. Stay here. Because why this guy, you read it, even as you go home, eh? The guy had lied. The guy was a hardcore. I'm not. Eh? Meaning he had seen some spiritual workings around this man. And he had been tipped that this guy is actually going. Because actually they tipped him. Eh? They tipped him. Eh? Some guy bringing him rumors. Eh? You know? You're going to see it. Eh? But Elisha said, as the Lord lives. Sure as the Lord lives. Eh? And as your soul lives. Now, you can see such a thing today. People say, you're worshiping a man. Why don't you say the soul of God? You have to say the soul of man. You see, eh? And as your soul lives. So there was something that he had seen about his soul, and it was worth tapping into. His spirit was, it was worth tapping into. The way he actually multiplied, the way he multiplied these things and all that, the way he raised the dead, the way, I'm telling you. And he said, this thing is actually worth tapping into. And I want to tap into it. Now this tapping is not, let's say we say something and say, I tap into it, man of God. I tap into it, man of God. Remember when we were here, eh? Somewhere, say, prophesy. Normally I don't like those things. Actually, they distract me a lot. And I knew the guy was not in the spirit. I'm saying that I don't like those things when someone shouts and they're not in the spirit. They distract. I can tell that actually someone is yearning for it. And then you can give it to them. I'm telling you. That one I know that because I've learned to construct such things and I've learned to see through people. You see, eh? At some point, sharply, at some point, I don't want to see. No, but isn't it your call to see? Sometimes I don't want to see. You're enjoying their cappuccino, what? Man, you has been beaten, and then some guy. Man. You see it? Sometimes I see and there's a God, can I say it or what? And when I realize that the guy is what they are talking to, his girlfriend, what? Say, yes, man of God. Yes, man of God. Yes, man of God. I'll say, may the Lord be with you. And then they say, and also with you. Some fellows are weird. Then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives. This was a man after a certain guy's spirit. I think, no, that's what? Isn't that necromancy? Isn't that necromancy? Not necromancy, necromancy. You know, some of you don't know these words. He says, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel together. Now, rumor mongers now. They are, normally they are ready, eh? Because they hear it. Imagine this. But also, when I read it in the spirit, I understood the language, eh? The spirit language. Eh? It was actually real. Even when people are talking out you of that, eh? Can you still cling to it? Can you really follow through? Get out of them. Get out. They think they are worshiping a man. They are like, chair, carpet. Water. I'm telling you, they're offended by everything. Eh? And then they say, yeah, I've seen the light. I've seen the light. No, you are seeing darkness. I'm telling you the truth. Eh? Honor. You guys. Imagine water and the chair and what? This? But we all know that actually you also change the chairs in your house. Because you didn't want bad chairs. You wanted the chair to sit there. That's why even actually, the true spirit of excellence. You know, one of the dimensions of the Spirit of God is excellence. You see it? You see it? And I vow, I said, no, God, whoever you have actually given me, eh, and put into my bosom, I'll make sure that they don't actually fellowship from, tiles and what, because you can slide and what and sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb. God who heals, we don't want you to fall. Eh? You see? Now look at us. Look at us. And these things are done in the spirit, spiritually constructed, and spiritually you shall be there. What does this mean to you? Will you remain complacent? Maybe it's also a sign for you to hang on to. To hang on to. Maybe. I'm not imposing it on you. Maybe. Even the Lord God said, whoever believes, whoever can be a Muslim, can be a, the moment they believe, they can actually surpass you. You see? Let's go back to room among us. Now the sons of the prophets. Eh? Now you see, there are many prophets around there. So they let us see. Let us see. Where? Even the other guy reached there and failed. By the way, even that guy is going to leave you. See, I know. Because he said it here. Eh? And said to him, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? And he said, yes, I know. And that, actually, another version says, keep quiet. Shut up. Eh? No. It has just escaped me. Eh? So, I don't use that language. Eh? But did Jesus say shut up? Eh? I think he said it at some point. Then go down. Then Elijah said to him, you see, he's really trapping, but the guy is refusing. Eh? Say, no. Then Elijah said to him, Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Jericho. Do you understand here? Do you realize that actually he's the Lord had actually not sent him to Jericho? Now you see, these are things, yeah, wrong doctrine. One, I'm telling you the truth. Go see it in the spirit. He's really trying to see whether you, Elisha, you can actually follow through and through. You want this? Okay, let's see. You think the man of God was foolish? He knew exactly what Elisha needed. But let us see. Some of you are, you know, some people got offended by partnership. Is it there in the Bible? Is it there in the Bible? Eh? Is it there in the Bible? Eh? You guys are putting this Bible. Eh? So turn Bible, turn what? Then you look at it. You look at Pharaoh. Eh? Okay, you are disturbed by partnership. Okay. For the Lord has sent me, onto Jericho. But he said, as the Lord lives, then he repeats it even. And as your soul, why are you following me, man's soul? Is that man dead? I think you are a necromancer. So what? Can you imagine a man followed his soul? Eh? Not Saul the king. He followed his soul. Which is really his spirit. Eh? In translating. Eh? Otherwise, so I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. Go down. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho. We find them again. Eh? Are you sure about that man of God? Are you sure he doesn't want to take your money? Can you imagine what is found in churches? Eh? Okay. Someday, I don't want to talk about them, but let's see. Now the sons, okay, the room among us. Eh? of the prophets who were at Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that the Lord will take away?" I don't know whether these guys were hired. You know, hiring to do campaigns there in Nakuru. Yet actually you come from Kanairo. And then you go for 2 and 3. That's too much. Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you? But at least they knew what was going to happen. Because a lot of rumor mongers don't know what's really happening. Say, "Have you heard?" So he answered, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Because he knew it that the moment he entertains them, he will actually be drawn into their foolish understanding. Please don't be. There are certain channels you have to switch off. No matter. I'm telling you the truth. Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me unto Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives." This was a man who was actually, he knew exactly what he wanted. You guys don't follow after two Fridays. I don't see him carrying a big Bible. You see what? You see it? "I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. Go down very quickly. And 50 men of the... Now here the number increased. Come see. Now they think they can maintain themselves there in KICC. Lenana Hall. Okay. You watch us. Watch us. And you see, when the Lord wants to really bring a great move, he doesn't want to rely on some guys, on some fellows who do not really understand certain things. You understand? They said, "And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood facing them at a distance, while the two of them stood by the Jordan." They are somewhere, they are what? Scrolling through Facebook and what? Now, because you see, from a distance. Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled, and now that you followed through and through, now you can have it. Now this that has happened to me, okay, this that has happened to us, then now he says, I can't keep it anymore. I can't retain it. It's right there. See, then you receive it, and then people multiply. Is exactly like that. People increase. So now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and stuck the water, and it was divided by the way, that so that the two of them crossed. He's seeing. Let me bring you to a close. You read it and understand it. Eventually the guy gets it. But now the problem was to come back. Because also there are people who get these things like on a Friday like this, but actually they don't know how to engage them. I don't know whether some of them... The guy reached out to the Jordan. He got stuck. Until now, he remembers what he captured from the soul of the man. He said, "Now that thing that I know that it works." He said, "Where is the God?" Until he did that, actually I visited that place in the spirit. He tried all things around. They couldn't. You know, he borrowed money. Eventually it got finished. So it wasn't actually eternal kind of thing. You see? By the way, where did you learn borrowing from? We all know that A borrower is a slave to a lender. Where did you get, where did you learn it from? That's why the Lord actually in Genesis says, who told you? Not who taught him, but who told you? You see it? He tried borrowing the money, God finished. So he kept on what? So the man was this. He tried all these things, what? You see it? Until now he captured something. And you see, it was after a man's spirit. Then he, and then the thing actually. Because he saw the father doing it. Can you redo that? Can you re-pray as the father prays? Can you reconstruct this as the father constructs it? You see? Let me end with this. Please do not allow people to out or sweet talk you out of this. You will end up in some places you will not know how to get out. Make an effort to pursue or to seek the Lord. Let me use the word seek. To seek the Lord, as we have actually told you. Simple, simple things. You understand? You get that? then the Lord shall appear in small, small bits, and then boom, all of a sudden. You see?
We are such a nation. Mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kabwama. Purpose: to follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kabwama and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory like no other.